Good evening, good evening. Welcome back to another episode, another edition with your boy, Joey Fresh. Welcome back to the channel. Welcome back to the platform. All on your device, all around the world. The freshness coming straight from you. I am blessed to say I made it back to California. My grandpa's been taken care of by my mom and my sister. Shout out to them. Shout out to my family as well. It's a lot of work, you know. And I thank God. Thank the man upstairs. And I pray that, you know, he provides my family with strength to keep everything at peace for my grandpa until I come back to Texas. What brought me back to Cali? Just fix some loose ends out here. Also get some money as well, because, of course, even though California is pretty high in living expenses, right? The living costs. As well, Texas is a kind of low, but of course, I'm just trying to get, trying to earn and save some money for my grandpa's funeral. You know, I'm a person like to plan ahead, to be prepared of everything. That's the last piece of the puzzle. We heard that back in my last episode. Shout out to all my friends still encouraging me. You know, my boy Manuel. You know, my boy Joel Wayne out there in the north. You know, my boy Angel. You know, shout out to them. My brother John. You know, even my mom giving me more encouragement, words, wisdom. Shout out to my boy Pastor Bruce. You know, there I felt like I found myself again back here. I was able to find me. Pieces that I was missing, spiritual, getting connected back to where I was losing back in Texas. You know, I think I was hitting a lot of barriers, a lot of and I always tell I would love to share this, and I tell some of my friends and some of my other followers as well on my other platforms, is that, you know, it takes a lot of energy out of you, right? Spiritually, physically, mentally, you know, caring for someone, especially in their condition. You know, my grandpa's condition is that, you know, he's slowly passing due to his body organs slowly failing. You know, came back here because he's been asking about his jewelry in California. He's like, oh, bring my dresser, bring my tools. I need my jewelry. I need my necklaces. And, you know, I reached out to his significant other. Unfortunately, she said she was going to give him, but I know it. I know this, right? Unfortunately, you know, she hasn't. She says she will. She does. But honestly, I think she pawned it, because she missed church this past week. The look on her face when she saw me when I came in 2 weeks ago, she was nervous, scared, like she saw a ghost. And look, honestly, I'm not here to threaten or make her feel scared. All I just want to do is get the last belongings for my grandpa so he could feel more at peace and more complete, you know? But unfortunately, I already know how that boat's going to sail. And we'll just leave it to God, you know. Checking out new opportunities here in California as well. Making sure that my living situation is going to be prepared. And why? You know? Well, you know, because my grandpa has a good life, you know. And he's getting treated like a king, you know, making him more comfortable. Provide him as much gifts for him, you know, much memory. So I'll be heading back to heading back to Texas in a couple weeks. I took an amazing drive back to Cali. I went through Roswell to the Alien Museum of where the crash was at back in 1950s. Then I went up north to the Grand Canyon. Just to let you guys know, if you're ever going to go to the Grand Canyon, it's going to cost you $50 to enter. I didn't know that, right? $50. And it's a 7-day pass, not a 1-day pass. It's a 7-day pass. And I understand. And I drove up there and I was like, what the? But just sharing this experience for all my listeners, if you're on a road trip. And then so after the Grand Canyon, I was on the Route 66. Nice. Then went up to Hoover Dam. And then after Hoover Dam, went to Las Vegas. And I was there for a couple hours. Your boy won, lost. I won. I turned $20 into like 100, 120. But then, my brother always says, when you win, take your spending out and only pay off your earnings. Well, you know, I was only $20, and I only lost like, I put like 50, so I only lost like $50. You know, then I went back, and then from Las Vegas, and then went back to San Diego. And it took me a whole day and a half. You know, I was able to get a room out there in Arizona. But that drive, woo! I did a 17-hour drive. It killed me. Not killed me. It just made me exhausted, right? I was pushing. I wanted to move over and sleep at those rest stops, but... You know, I already made my reservation and paid for my room for $60, and I did not want to, let it go. And I was kind of happy that I made it, spent a night. And I called my grandpa. Grandpa's all, when are you coming back? I was like, I just left. You know, I love my grandpa, you know. And then I made it back here, and I only spent $200 in gas. And the reason why you'd be like, $200? That's, well, because I have this amazing vehicle that my grandpa gave me, and this Malibu that has good gas efficient. It gets 50 miles to the gallon on the highway. It's a Malibu 2016. I recommend, if you're looking for a vehicle you're going to be traveling, this is something you should rent. Saves you gas mileage. Even how the gas prices are going up. Come from Texas, $3.20 to Arizona and to like Vegas, almost like $7 a gallon. California is almost like, I was able to find some affordable gas around here, like $5.50. But right now they're kind of going up. Came to find out that they have they added a tax on top of gas, and I'm starting to realize. Yeah, people said, well, if you don't like it, move out. I respect it, but I feel bad for all the Californians here, because Nuisance. I know why, because he's a nuisance, right? Governor Nuisance, he's over here putting more taxes on the residents. Like, there's taxes for everything. There's taxes for gas. There's taxes, there's taxes for the beaches, taxes for the highway, taxes for the parks, taxes on top of foods, goods. Now he just signed a bill today, taxes on extra 10% or 11% on guns and ammo, right? Taxes to look at the air. I mean, look at the ocean, mountain taxes. And they just came out with another tax to for the waste, you know, and also the garbage. So this is like in the smog, there's a smog tax. There's a tax. Like, I left, there was like 6 taxes. I came back, there's like 20 taxes. And so I am just sharing what I'm observing, and I feel bad for the resident. And honestly, I love paying all these ridiculous prices, because it is true. California is one of a wonderful, beautiful state. You have everything, basically. The high mountains, the low mountains, the oceans, the view, that California air, the food. Not like Texas food, but, you know, it's really good food. You know, the culture. And Do I see myself moving out here? Yes. And like I said earlier, that I'm preparing to live long term out here. Hopefully we could turn this state into a Republican state. And a lot of people said, why? Well, I was talking to a gentleman at the Oceanside. And he saw me making video for content. And shout out to my YouTube channel, Joey Fresh. I started within these couple weeks, and I've gained an average of 60 new subscribers and almost 30,000 views. So, you know, little small victories. I came to realize I'm just posting my day in, day out life. You know, it's gonna be the Joey Fresh Show. The Joey Fresh Show, exactly, you know. And I'm gonna start transitioning over to OnlyFans, and here's the reason why, right? I was able to meet a new friend last night at the football game, and he said that the OnlyFans got misled because due to the pornography, right? Well, OnlyFans was meant to be for fans. That's what's called OnlyFans. But they found, you know, in that industry, like, look, you can make money in this and this and that. So I'm also have that platform as my podcast, as, you know, uploaded to fans. So my fans could purchase, you know, my YouTube. I purchase my clips, right? I'm making some, you know, just anyway, this might make some type of side hustle. You know, shout out to my boy Nick. He was giving me some good tips as well. And, you know, man. You know, I've learned in the period of time when I was in Texas, you know, in the separation period, that God really showed me who was there for me and who wasn't there for me, who took advantage of me, and who betrayed me, you know. And I learned it. It sucked, you know, it really did, you know, because you gave yourself to some people, you know. And unfortunately, you know, it didn't work out as I expected. But, you know, shout outs to the respect of reaching out and apologize. Like, I really do appreciate that. But moving forward, I will announce it here on my podcast all around the world that I'm officially done with Herbalife. It was a good run. I've impacted so many people's lives. I just feel like the business aspect, had another, you know, bad experience for me, and I'm just gonna leave it as that. I'm gonna jump into another opportunity, another career path, and my brother gave me this amazing idea. I will not announce it yet; it's still in the process. I will give you guys a follow through on how everything going for that opportunity. I think that this fits in my boat since. My situation is that I have no kids yet. I have no family. I have no wife. And I'm still single. You know, and I choose to be it because I have so many priorities, ladies and gentlemen. I got so many things that I need to get done and taken care of. Especially, you know, helping my grandpa. And, you know, there are some lucky ladies that I do have acquired a taste to talk to. But it once again, it takes time. You know, takes time out of, and takes energy and time. You know, you gotta set up, conversate, go out, build a relationship, you know. And at this moment right now, as much as I do want someone, but unfortunately I don't want that to be a reason for a breakup. And two, I know where I'm kind of really stable and financially, and also my structurized, like being structured. So, you know, what I'm going to do is just basically get everything I need to get in order. But this opportunity that was presented by my brother, I think this would be a good way for me to see the world more. See the world, experience more, try different avenues, different opportunities. My boy Nick gave me another side hustle that I think I might try to tap into. You know, and meeting new people out here too. And in California. Experiencing it. But still experiencing the headaches and the upsetting for my family. You know, I pray for my family. You know, they're building... I just pray for them. I pray for my family. And that's all you could do. You know, I got to a point that you just got to be straightforward. There's nothing, like, don't go around the bush. Don't try to sugarcoat nothing. You know, life does happen. Life does throw you random events. And I'll give you a perfect example. A couple of days ago, I was driving down Ocean Boulevard and hit a pothole and got a flat tire, you know. The guy on the sidewalk is like, "Hey, sir, your tire is flat." I was like, "Thank you, buddy. Thank you." I figured that when I heard the pop, but it's all right. You know, and I let him know, that's life. He's like, what? This guy's crazy. And I say it like that. Why? Because look, I'm going to be upset over a tire. Yeah, it took a change out of me. And I spent like, I think, $80 on it, you know? It was an unnecessary payment that came out of nowhere. But you know what? I thank God that he's giving me the financial structure for the meantime. And I'm trying to figure out, let me phrase that. I will have the money before I go back for my grandpa. You know, the goal is $3,000, and the goal will be $3,000 when I head back. You know, I can see the potential. I see a lot of things happening. I have faith. And I learn. I learn in listening to Stephen Fredrick. And he opened my eyes on certain things that happened while I was in Texas. You know, he made me to be more in peace with myself on certain events that happened and occurred, you know? And that's how God works. God works in mysterious ways. Ways, that's the thing. When things that don't feel like it's gonna go its way, God makes a way. And that was one of the sermons that he gave that really impacted me, that really healed my broken heart by setting ways. You know, things are never going to work out as you plan. You know, I talked about that in a couple episodes ago, but God makes a way. You know, sharing that with my brother, like that, it really, you know, I've seen what God has done to my life. You know, I've seen when there's been obstacles and challenges, there's been upset moments, and when things are impossible, to God, it's a possible thing. And I share that among my listeners because you could be in a point right now in your life, in your situation, in your season, that you may feel like there's no way. You know, your back's against the wall, and you're just like, man, where do I go? And God will lead a way. Like how God led the way for Moses and all the people from Egypt, you know, from the Pharaoh. When there is no way, there is a way. And I share that analogy with you because life can get hard. Trust me. If you heard all my previous episodes, I'm telling you, like, life doesn't care who you are. Life will tear you down. But look, don't look at the negative. Try to focus on the positive. I was sharing that with my brother. It's because, you know, when you're in a happy, peaceful moment and you feel good, the devil is always going to try to bring that give you negativity, trying to rile you up, you know? And especially with your loved ones. The devil knows that, how can I get you to feel upset, to make you feel unpeaceful, unhappy? Let me rile him up through his family, through his loved ones, through his relationship, anything. But just got to keep praying to God. God, lead the way, lead the way, lead the way, my child. And I share that with you, all my listeners all around the world, is because you're in a season right now that you feel like there's no way. There is a way. It may not happen at that moment, but it's going to happen, and it's going to come. When you feel like there's nothing's going to present itself, God, man, I've just seen it. And I give you a perfect example. Yesterday, I said I needed to go here to set up an appointment. But God knew that I'm going to be busy, and I will neglect it to not make time for it. But God made the way for me to intercede it, for me to go to it. And I was thinking about it that morning, like, you know, I'm a plan, and maybe like late, maybe in the afternoon. No. God said, I'm going to make that happen within an hour or two. And he did. Where I was going, right? I end up right there, down the street from where I needed to go. I'm telling you, God leads the way when there's no way. And I needed to hear that. I needed it. And I'm sharing that through my experience, because sometimes you hold a lot of things in you and on you. When I say that, it's like I'm guilty of this. And I share, you take the whole world's problems on your back. You're a one person. You're like an ant that's trying to carry a boulder. You know, it's impossible, but you know, as men, you know, that's what we do. And it's not just the man, it's everyone, you know? And I share that sometimes too, that, you know, the stuff that I've learned, I've experienced, is making me the man I am today. And when I realized, like, damn, I am a tough motherfucker. Like, God made me a strong man. Like, you can't, like, shout out to my boy Manuel, because, like, you know, this, when you realize about this phrase, you really, like, damn, you dig deep. Like, this, like, hits the soul. You cannot send a boy to do a man's job. And when you realize that, man, you just feel like that dog in you. You just feel like, man, like, God prepared me to be this beast, this dog. You know, I need to get things done. And people don't understand it. People won't see it. It's the energy that you have in you. When you walk in the room, right, you got that dog energy. You know, people can't explain it. People can't understand it. You're that aura when you walk in, like, that person, like, I see his energy. I like it. You are a magnet. You attract. Remember, your body, not, it's like subconsciously, you don't know it, but your body throws the energy, the way you walk, the way you talk, all in your moments. You know? And hey, you're going to have some bad days, you're going to have good days, but you got to be awarding those bad ones. They're going to turn to good ones, because those bad ones are going to make you who you... Let me rephrase that. Those bad ones are going to make you the beast, the dog you meant to be each and every day. And when life throws its curveball at you, just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, because you're making me stronger. You're making me more aware through the experience. You know, and I pray for my mom, because my mom's like, she's, you know, when life happens with life situations and problems, you know, who do you go to? You know, you have to really, you really have to think about, okay, I have a problem. I need to create a solution. What does God have in store? What does God has in plan for me? You know, it's just, And I say it like that because the more you think about the problem, you're not thinking about the solution. There's always a solution. You just got to figure it out. Always a solution. But when I say, like, you got to be that dog, shoot. You got to be that dog, you know? And I learned. You start scratching names off. Scratch those names off. You know? Start new. Start fresh. Start building your environment. The people that are meant to be in your life. And I talked about this also. You know, people are meant to be in your life for a reason or a season. And that right there is what God leads the way. God's going to show you. Look, I'm going to give you a life experience from this person. Now it's up to them what they're going to do. And that's going to realize if it's meant for you or it's only a season. And that's how God works. God works in the craziest, magical, mystery way ever. And you just like, God. And you'll realize it won't hit you at that moment. And it will hit you down the road, right? The next day or maybe next week. And you're like, oh, God, that's why. People won't understand. People don't understand it. But when you get that reflection of how real it is, and you're like, oh, okay. All right, I see. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Because other people love what they see that will try to take that energy away from you. And God's like, I'm going to show you the way. I'm going to show you the way. When there's no way, I'm going to show you the way. You know? Man. I'm telling you, God just... And I'm sharing this. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, you know... Once again, I thank you for coming on my platform. Thank you for taking your time out of your day to listen to me. Listen to my life experience, you know? There's more that meets the eye. There's more that meets the eye. But you know what? You got to take one cup at a time. One cup at a time. I'm sharing you one experience at a time that I'm going through, you know? I don't want to give you the whole plate. Let's start off with small portions first. Small portions. You got to realize in life, ladies and gentlemen, you only can handle on your plate what you have. Stop adding more to your plate. Then you're going to end up being depressed, being unhappy, destroying yourself. I learned that, you know? I love my family. I love them. They don't understand the love I have for them. It's okay. We're all human. We all have different ways to express it. Express that type of love, but I tell them sometimes. But look, you know, and I have to be firm with my family. It's like, oh, it's easy for you. No, that's not easy for me. I'm doing this to teach you. I'm doing this to put a foundation, to put structure, to put my foot down, to say, look, you need to figure it out. I can't be there. I can't be 24/7 fresh, 24/7 on call. Nah, this is not 911. You know, I love them. Mad respect. But you can't let your family or your friends drain you. That's bottom line. Drain you. Because you're going to be miserable. You're going to be sad. You're going to be upset. You're going to be depressed. And that right there will eat you up. But then again, you just got to pray. Praying God will lead the way. God will lead the way. When there is no way, I'm telling you, man, I thank God. I share that with you guys. Share it. It's crazy. Life experiences, it's just the way it teaches you. The way it develops you. The way that it molds you to be the person you're meant to be. Remember, whatever you say in life, it's going to happen. You know? God, make me stronger. God, make me. God's gonna put test after test after test. And you're asking yourself, why? Why? Well, I thought you say you want to be stronger. How can I make you strong if I don't give you life lessons? Where's that dog in you? We gotta bring it out. Bring out that dog in you. You know? Sometimes people are, and it's not meant for a lot of people. I wish it was. A lot of people don't have that ability. A lot of people don't have that in them. You know, it's could be genetics. It just could be the way they are. You just can't put a dog in someone that's not meant to be a dog. Same, you can't. A chihuahua can't be a pit bull. It's a chihuahua. You know what I'm saying? I was a puppy as a pit. Now I'm coming to be a voracious pit bull. I'm using that analogy. You know? Because this world, eat the weak, spit them out. You know? And I see it too. Like I've seen some people that are just weak ass people. And I said, yeah, you just, if I could, I would slap you. But then I just like I take a deep breath. Because then I'm like, is it worth it? Sometimes I'm just like, this one's gonna be worth the, yeah, this one's gonna be mad worth it. But then I'm like, just take a deep breath, and I say, God, please give me strength, and I pray for them. I pray because they do not know. They do not know. But it's not their fault. It's not their fault. And we talked about that this past weekend with Pastor Bruce about, you know, and I think it was in John 3:16 how, you know, God gave his only son to the world. God gave his only son to the world, you know? And when he was on that cross, he even told God, because they do not know. And I share that among everyone because a lot of people don't know. And that's not meant for a lot of people. You know? But what is meant for a lot of people? Jesus Christ, God, Savior. Help you out. I've seen it. Sometimes I realize, like, man, I gave God 1,000 reasons to dislike me. But God's like, you can hate me all you want, but I'm always going to keep love you. And I see it. Even in my worstest down moments, my suicide moments, my depressment moments, when my family beats on me, word, mentally, you know, and I'm sharing you that been in the mud. I've been in the gutter. I was walking in shit. God's like, let me clean you up. Let me take you out of that. Let me show you. This is not permanent. This is temporary. I need to teach you. I need to show you. I think that God's the best teacher in this world. Besides, you know, other instruments of wisdom and education through other, you know, people. But I'm just saying, you will never get the best teacher in the world by going through your lifestyle. God teaches you. God will build you up, tear you down. Build you up, tear you down. You know? And it's all about prayer. God, prayer is so powerful. But I just share that. I'm sharing you through my experience. I'm sharing you through what I'm going through. You could relate to it. You can't. It's okay. You know, it's not meant for everyone. You know, but if it's meant for you, then you know it. You gotta get that dog in you. You know, God leads the way. Remember, God leads the way. Man, just reminiscing all the things that I've experienced, you know. Still got the place out here in Cali, you know. And I just keep praying, thanking God. Keep praying, thanking God. You know, and I know things are going to change. I know things are going to get a lot better. I know, you know, I pray for my grandma too, because my grandma, she's getting dementia, and I just, you know, I just, you know, and family problems too, you know. A lot of people have family problems. I know that. A lot of people have family problems. But you start realizing, okay, if they're not willing to change, just gotta pray. Pray for them. You know? They're in a season right now that they don't know how to get themselves out. They feel like there's no way. But then when I say there is a way, they're like, no, we don't want to hear that. Alright, I just pray for you. It's alright. I pray in silence for you. I pray because I love you. And I share with all my listeners. It's okay. In silence. It's okay. So I want to thank you all for taking out the time out your night, your morning, your day to listen to your boy Joey Fresh. I know I keep saying this, but you know, everything has a time and place. You know, I think there's a reason why I haven't gone fully on live podcasts on YouTube, because I think God still has a reason for me to start evolving slowly. And remember, everything has a purpose and a reason, you know? You know? Teaches you. It teaches you. It relates you. Relates to you. Reaffirm you. Man, it's a lot. I love it. I know I haven't made any recent podcasts, but because the reason why I've been doing a lot, getting everything squared away, and I thank you guys so much. So I'm gonna try to get back into it. Like I said, I know it's hard. Things, you know, when you're trying to get everything situated, things occur, you know. And as this night, I wasn't going to, but something said, you know what, it's meant to be. I gotta let people know that there's a way. There's a way. When you feel like there's no way, there's a way. Be that dog in you. Be that beast in you. As we close, as we end this, I want to wish to all my listeners a safe upcoming week, going into the new month coming up to October, about to finish September. I wish you guys a powerful, uplifting week. You got this. As we end, I want to give a quick prayer to those who are listening that wants to stay tuned and just feel God's presence real quick. If you're ready to receive, close your eyes and listen to the words I'm happy to pronounce. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for the listener on this other side that's taking the moment to hear your word today, tonight. As we hear the honking from the train, know that your words is so powerful. Your life lessons are so meaningful that each opportunity you give us each and every day, that you set the way. When we don't see a purpose, when we say the impossible, but in your name and in your words, we know that things are meant to be. I think Luke 1:37, that I make the impossible impossible. And I know that in your name, Lord Jesus Christ, everything's going to be given. When things not might be it, you, Lord, has a time and place for things to be revealed. And as us, we have to be patient by your love and your grace. Be with us each, every moment. Be with us in every season. And be with us every morning and night. Pray for our loved ones. Pray for our family. Pray for our friends. Pray for this upcoming week. Be with us, love us, and guide us. Amen. Now, that's meant for you, ladies and gentlemen. You know, thank God. Share this to those that need to hear it, to be the, to let them know there is a way when there's no way. You already know the phrase, gotta get up and go get it. It's not gonna come to you. It's your boy Fresh. You stay blessed.